I have been instructed this time to join you good people. You have been told that I would be joining you at some point in a meeting, yes. For the purpose of this visit, you may call me Edwin.
Edwin?
Yes. I come to you this time to speak about what you call thought and prayer.
Yes, thank you.
I know much has been given to you. Therefore, I do not wish to go over old ground, but I hope this time that we will be able to enlighten all of you on the subject of thought and prayer. I believe the one who comes to you last time explained how powerful your thoughts are.
Yes.
And how your prayer, and each prayer, is not lost within our world.
Yes, that's right.
But you were also told that there are many extraneous thoughts which, although do not disappear, are always gathered and integrated within the vibrational field. I hope this was made clear to you.
Yes,
if not, I hope to enlighten you about this also. I am what you perhaps would call an integrator of thought. After all, thought and prayer are but the same thing. The power of the thought dictates whether it becomes prayer or just mere thoughts. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yes. I need, in part, to know how you feel about your own thinking. So if perhaps we went to each one individually, perhaps we could gain some knowledge of what you feel and what you think. In this way, I can enlighten you all on your own thinking. Do you agree?
Yes.
So basically you would like to know from each one?
Yes, so what they feel prayer is.
Yes.
And how they feel it is dealt with in our world.
How it is dealt with?
Yes, I will then inform you of whether you are right or whether you have some misconceptions about it.
Are you with us then?
Yes.
I think prayer is going from spirit to spirit, so leaving out the physical. Obviously you are thinking about it, but it's really trying to get the spirit in this world, connecting with the spirit in your world, and trying to blend together, really trying to pass on our thoughts through spirit to spirit.
Yes, of course it is that. Of course it is. After all, you are spirit, are you not?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
We all agree on that, there is no dispute.
Mm.
Yes, the power of the prayer belongs to the power of the feeling, the emotion of the spirit.
Mm.
That is true prayer. True prayer is the blending of the great spirit, as you like to call it, upon this planet. That is what each individual is trying to achieve. Whether they are aware of it or not, that is what is happening. As an integrator of prayer, I have to tell you, and I do not want this to seem as if we interfere with the power of your thinking towards the great creator. We do not. We are only empowered to help those vibrational fields to reach their target, if you like. That is the simplest way I could put it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you have been told in past times that thoughts which are not only powerful for good, but can be powerful for not so good.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes have to protect those where those thoughts are intended for.
Mm-hmm.
We are not interfering as such, but we are empowered to blend the vibrational fields. That is as simply as I can put it to you.
Yes.
So the directional field of thinking of your thoughts are helped along by those in my world, such as myself, who are empowered to deal with it.
Could you just tell me, if somebody is passing on a bad thought to somebody in your world, and you're deflecting, as it were, or putting them into an off course, what actually happens to these thoughts? Because they don't go away.
I know all thought is collected in the ether, but they can be diffused. If you ask your gentleman friend who sits next to you, he could give you earthly explanation. In fact, I can tell you that many of your so-called scientists who have come to our world now join in this work because they are interested in the actual workings of thought and vibration and all the vibrational fields which exist and which they did not know of whilst upon this earth.
Right.
It is diffused, it is not dispersed.
Right. So a prayer, if it's repetitive or a one-off, it makes no difference, that reaches you.
It depends on the power of the thought and what it is. What the lady is speaking about is our thoughts, not good thoughts, shall we say, directed towards someone in our world. They need to be protected, and yes, that is our task.
How about if we project a thought to someone in our own world?
You must always remember, when you use the power of your thinking, whether thought or prayer, that what you send out is very often sent back.
I see. Yes.
So I do believe you have been told,
yes,
I am being told you have been told that you must be careful in your thinking.
Yes.
Yes.
Any questions, George?
Well, I think of prayer as a projected thought, and I think it springs from the desire to help people in need, and this can be on an individual basis or on a collective basis, for example, where world disasters are concerned. I think we probably automatically have compassion feelings for people who seem to be caught up in earthly disasters. I think this is probably what I think of as prayer. There is also another type of thought which I think is more of a collective thing, which perhaps underpins our evolution on this planet. That may be something related, perhaps. No, that's not prayer, but
yes,
it would be a thought process.
Yes, I am understanding what you are saying. Can I say to you kindly that sometimes you people, when you send thoughts and prayers, as you call them, for the good of others, this is fine. But can I say, underlying many of these thoughts and prayers is fear.
Yes.
Do you agree? Fear for your own selves. Therefore, I would suggest most graciously to you that that indeed is not true prayer. True prayer is thought sent, as I have said to the lady a little time ago. Prayer is for blending, the blending of the spirit to that creative force from which you all came. Prayer is the blending and the thanking for the life that you have. That, I would suggest to you, is true prayer.
Yes, yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
So I would suggest to each one of you that you make a practice of what we call true prayer. Each day that you exist upon this planet, because in creating true prayer, you not only give of yourselves, but you blend together with those of us in our world, and that is indeed prayer, which can create much good, not only in this planet, but in many others. Do you understand?
Yes.
I cannot become too technical with you, because I think it would be much too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But true prayer, my dear and good friends, is the blending. Blending without need, without want, without giving to another. It is indeed a spiritual blending of the highest degree.
Mary, any questions on prayer?
No question. Just my thought about prayer is just that it's a communion of thought.
Yes. Mm. Yes, it is a simple answer. And yes, I think I have said enough to expand to you what that feeling is.
Paul?
Yeah, I think some of my thoughts have been echoed about prayer. Sometimes I have a feeling when I'm praying that I'm sending out thoughts. It's like communion with
yes.
spirits.
Can I stop you there?
Mm.
May I ask all of you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you pray?
I think it's because we've all been taught to pray from childhood. I don't think I understood it then, but I do now, I think. You pray for the good of the people you know.
But that is an earthly instruction.
Yes, I understand that, yes.
Yes. But why, deep within your thinking, why do each one of you pray? Because I can tell you that each person who exists upon this planet prays.
Because we need to be in touch with the
spirits, yes.
And in prayer, we are.
We are, aren't we?
Is it the spirit side of us wanting to connect?
Yes, it is the innate knowledge which drives you to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say that we like to feel that we are helping to make the world a better place?
If that prayer, that thought is genuine, without, as I have said, fear, without cause for one's own good, then indeed that prayer will be used constructively. So much of your thought and prayer time, if I may say so, is diffused within our world because the depth of spirit, of emotional feeling, is not great enough. As in all things, it depends on why you send out these thoughts. Can you understand?
Yeah. It's another reason we pray, because we're not actually complete. It's only a part of us here, and we apart from the innate thing, we're lacking something.
Yes.
I mean, obviously we're lacking, but we're lacking the rest of our whole.
I don't think it's a need, isn't it?
To become one, and we're only a small part of the sort of natural limb.
It is a spiritual need, but it is something that you need to be working upon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but too often you feel that you must pray. That is not the way to do things properly.
Mm-hmm.
If you are driven by need, then it is not a natural prayer.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
It must come from within. It needs no words. It needs no objective. It is, as I have told you, a blending with the great source of life. It is a natural feeling which, if done properly, can produce much good.
Does it always have to be voiced?
No.
Into a
no, thought?
No. You can voice it. Again, is dependent upon what you are trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. So I think an example of an unvoiced prayer might be a peace meditation, a feeling for desire for peace in the world, which one could say might arise from fear of war.
Yes.
Sometimes that fear might be more akin to a compassion for the world.
Yes, now you have touched upon the word compassion, not fear for the world, not fear for yourselves. Compassion. May I give you an example, please, of unsaid prayer? If you were to come upon a person who is unknown to you, but immediately your heart goes out to that person. Mm-hmm. Unspoken love is sent for that person. That is prayer.
I see.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Because it comes instantly, it is natural, and there is that great spiritual blending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is good prayer, if I may use that word.
Yeah.
Can you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. I was thinking of the repetitive prayers and thoughts that are spoken in our churches and all religions.
As I said, all thought or prayer is not diffused, but there is much extraneous thought which is unnecessary.
Yeah.
That is why you have integrators of prayer, such as myself, who work constantly. As you can imagine, so many thoughts bombard us.
Mm-hmm.
And without giving the impression that we are controlling thoughts, we do not. We are empowered, as I have said, to deal with the vibration of thought. This is a deep matter, as I have said, and I will not enter into it this time.
If true prayer, when you've explained to us what true prayer is, so what we have been, what we would class as prayer, in asking for help, as George has said, for others, what would you class that as? Just not really prayer, but just asking for help.
You can offer yourselves first and foremost. Then you can give help.
All right.
Do you understand the difference? Because there is a difference.
Yes.
In your thoughts, you're asking for help for other people.
You need not ask in words. It should come. It should come from here.
Yes, I understand that then. Thank you.
There should be no need for repetitive words, because, of course, or I hope you do know, I hope you've been told and you do understand that all that you think is known anyway. Therefore, this repetitious feeling that you have to continue to say words over and over and over again. Each time they are said without true feeling, they become less and less important. Can you see this?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
One true blending of prayer can create much, much good in your world, because that true blending with the great creative force who knows all things understands all things. Of course it is understood and known what you desire.
Yes, that makes sense. Any questions, sir?
I think she's this lady will not speak, but she will understand when taught.
Yes. Well, might I inquire how you regard the collective prayer from people in a church who are all speaking, thinking together?
Yes, it is difficult to give you one answer to this, because with so many people being individual spirits, they are praying in different ways.
Yes.
You will have those who repeat words because it is words they are used to say.
Yes.
Those thoughts will have no great impact.
Yes,
but there will be others within that congregation whose prayers and thoughts reach the targets that they are intended for.
Yes.
Yes, it very much comes down to the individual.
Yes. Yes. I would suggest so. Yes. It is wrong, and I have heard it said, that churches today, it matters not what denomination, that churches have no use with these masses of people uttering so many repetitive words. Do not dismiss it so lightly. Much good does come from such people, those who are genuine, whether they know of their spiritual self or not, because after all, it is the spirit within which is at work. Do you understand this?
Yes, I've always felt the church's overt, if I could call it, divide it like that, an overt spiritual happening, and it's a great is that it can set an individual on a particular course.
Yes, you cannot dismiss out of hand. All churches, many of your great, I believe you call them cathedrals and places such like mosques, all of these places, it matters not. It is what is in the hearts of those people.
Yes.
It is the blending of spirit which comes.
Yes, it makes sense when you tell us that, but
so, again, I would say to you, and I know this has been told you many times, do not judge others. Do not suppose that your prayers are any better than another human being's, because in judging thus, you are erroneous in that thinking.
I just ask one other thing. If prayer, if true prayer is working properly, does it still has to come through you? Is there any sort of way that
not always, no.
If it's a proper
true prayer will blend with the creative force without interference from us.
Right, which I thought might be the case.
Yes.
So you're really only dealing with that's not quite right, or not to. Not
well,
to
I would not use those words.
No.
But yes, I understand your meaning.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I hope I have enlightened you a little.
Very much.
Yes. A little silence, but it is a difficult subject to understand. We are talking about vibrational fields that you are not aware of as such.
Mm.
But it is, I feel, important for you to know that there are those such as myself in our world who are there to help and to encourage, when possible, those of you on this planet. As I say, this is something too which puzzles many, many people, because of course thoughts, prayers are constantly bombarding all of our world. And as in all things, there has to be order. It is not interference, but it is order.
How about the animals and of our world? They must have thoughts.
Yeah, not in the same way. They have a blending with spirit, but not to the same degree.
I see.
It is different. I must take my leave. I am beginning to irritate this lady's throat. So I will say to you, thank you, my good friends, for taking the time to listen to me. I have enjoyed it greatly.
Thank you.
I hope each one of you has learned some small thing. And I hope that my task this time has been successful.
Thank you very much.
I bid you good night.
Good night. Thank you.